The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, nice little short gospel passage we have for our celebration of Mass today. What's most interesting, I find at least, what's compelling about this, the way that Jesus sets up love, remaining in his love, keeping his commandments, is that in the next parts of the gospel passage, we see that Jesus' command is to love, and we see it's actually called the new commandment that we ought to love as Jesus loved us. Now, how did Jesus love us? He loved us totally, right? He loved us without hesitation, without reservation. He gave everything for us. He died for us. He gave absolutely everything for us. And that's the command that Jesus issues so that we can not only remain in his love, but we can have full joy. Our joy might be complete by loving others, by loving each other, and by allowing God's love to come to life in us and through us for the world. And I say this is an easy transition for me then to talk about our first Holy Communion that we celebrate today, Isabel. It's such a great celebration. It's exactly right here, because Jesus commands us to do something that is, we find, very, very challenging: to love others, to do what's best for the people around us without concern for how difficult it is or what it's going to cost us, how big the challenge is. And he can do that for two reasons. He can challenge us to do what is so, so difficult for two major reasons. One, he has done it for us. He has given everything for us. And two, he nourishes and sustains us with his own life, with his own life of love that he gives us, especially in the gift of the Eucharist. And we have to remember that day in, day out. It's why it's so good for us to celebrate an occasional First Holy Communion in our regular Masses, because we have to recapture some of the intense love and joy that comes with communion. First, or 101st, or 1,001st, or whatever number you guys are up to, right? We have to recapture the joy. We have to appreciate with ever greater thankfulness the gift that Jesus gives us. And we have an opportunity to do that today as we celebrate your first Holy Communion, Isabel. So this is it. Jesus gives us his own life for a reason. And I know I now have all the kids who haven't received communion sitting in front of me. Whenever we turn to Jesus in prayer, he gives us this strength of his own life of love. Right? Communion in a special way. We're receiving his body and blood so that we can become his body and blood. But each and every one of us is called to that great task, the great command to love one another as I have loved you, we hear from Jesus. So we look at Jesus. We pray to him. We see in him what it is we must be. And we entrust ourselves to him. Trusting in him and his good plan, we can persevere in his love, because he gives us everything we need in order to do it.